Hi there, this is Adam Carver recording this audio bit on Monday the 5th of December. Of course, we're entering the whole Nativity and Christmas time, and I'll be going this week to my first Nativity show of my kids, with two more on Wednesday, and then there'll be some more later on. And I don't know whether you were ever involved in Nativity or not, whether you got the honour and privilege of playing Mary or Joseph or Gabriel, or whether you just got to be the sheep or the rear end of a donkey. But Nativities and playing parts is all really interesting. I can remember, I think I did have the privilege of definitely playing a wise man, and I'm sure I must have been Joseph at some point. I'm guessing that many of us in Christmas played a part, whether it was a big part or a little part as part of the choir, that somehow we played our part as children, characters participating in just the wonder of it all. And yet as we grow up, it gets harder for some reason to use our imagination, enter the fray, and suddenly the excitement and the wonder and the awe of what Christmas is becomes something very different. What might it mean for us to play our part in Christmas this year? At our church, we'll be having the children and the young people all doing various things and expressing the Christmas story in their various ways this coming Sunday. But what about us? How can we play our part in the Christmas story, in the Christmas narrative? Well, a man called Meister Eckhart, who was a 12th century mystic and theologian, said this: "Jesus, what good is it if he came all those years ago, if he doesn't continue to come now? What good is it if he came all those years ago, if he doesn't continue to come now?" The question is, how might Jesus come now? Of course, he came as a little baby all those years ago into a dirty stable when most, in fact, the huge, vast majority of the watching world had no idea what was going on. Jesus, of course, having been to earth, is now ascended and back in heaven at the right hand of his heavenly Father. But I believe this spirit lives and breathes in each one of us. And for Jesus to come at Christmas now means that we are to bring the life of Jesus to those that are around and about us. So in Advent, at this time of building up to Christmas, perhaps Jesus can come, and perhaps he can come through you. It may be that not many people recognise it. It may be that very few people are aware you were even around, or you did whatever you did. But hey, it happened to Jesus just the same 2,000 years ago. Perhaps Jesus can come in your street by you clearing the snow. Perhaps Jesus can come in the supermarket by you not joining in with the pushing and the shoving and the crowding and the rushing. Perhaps Jesus can come in your home by you choosing to not get caught up in the bustle and the strife and the hassle and the struggle. Perhaps Jesus can come in just taking a few more moments than usual for that thoughtful gift. Perhaps Jesus can come by you choosing to give a gift to somebody that you wouldn't normally. Perhaps somebody who would never expect one, somebody who would never expect you to even think about them. Jesus comes in all sorts of ways and means and forms. And I believe we are his hands and his voice and his feet on the earth. So this Christmas time, when everything around us shouts that Christmas is about me and what can I get, perhaps we need to sit down and consider, how can I be Jesus to somebody in these next few weeks? How can I express the love and the care and the grace and the compassion of Jesus to those round about me, just as he came in a manger? And it's interesting that Jesus came in the middle of a mess. He came in the middle of a dirty, horrible, smelly stall. And I think that's a picture of a lot of our lives. Our lives, in lots of ways, are a mess. They're not clear. They're not very structured perfectly well. It's not always obvious what's going on. Sometimes we feel like there's mess in our lives. But that's okay. Jesus knows what it's like to come into a mess. He knows what it's like to come into somewhere that's not prepared, into somewhere that's not quite ready for him. And he's willing and there. Perhaps you could take him. And maybe as you do that, somebody else will bring him into you. God bless.